do have a water crisis course.
Upon getting her PhD from UB, Michelle Sally landed a job with the Department of Public Health at the University of Michigan, Flint. Speaking at UB Monday, Dr. Sally said the water crisis was just coming to light when she was hired as an assistant professor.
The University of Michigan, Flint, was one of the first places to find lead, and they've installed water coolers throughout the campus.
Sally was back at UB Monday updating her former colleagues about the health crisis in Flint, and she touched upon a recent report on high lead levels found in children in Buffalo. The toxic metal, Sally says, causes irreparable damage.
There are ways to mitigate that and try to stop it from advancing or from more damage occurring, but the damage that has already been done will always be there. So the lowered IQ will always be a lowered IQ. You can work with children to get them better education and better emotional support, and this would mitigate the effects of having a lower IQ, but it won't bring the IQ back up.
Sally says Flint residents are stressed and angry about their tainted water supply and the local government's slow response to the crisis. But she says she's hopeful that the outpouring of support from across the country will help secure a better future for Flint residents. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.